Around 100 buildings and dozens of parked cars have been damaged by flooding in Cork city centre this morning, with damage estimated to run to millions of euro. We can find out what's been happening from our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, who joins us now from Cork. Pascal, what's the picture there? I mean, devastation clearly for some business owners.
Yes, Brian, devastation, although I would have to say that life began to return to some level of normality from around 10 o'clock this morning when the floodwaters receded. So if you came to the city right now, there are some streets closed, yes, there are businesses closed, yes, but life is continuing as normal as the level of the water. And I'm looking at the river, the south channel of the River Lee is 4 or 5 metres below me on the street here on Father Matthew Quay. At the moment, there is a flood defence plan in place for Cork. It has been drawn up for the last number of years. It's a 150 million euro plan, and money has been set aside and committed to that. The difficulty is that plan has divided opinion here in Cork. The traders, the City Council, the Office of Public Works, they all want the flood defence plan, which involves the construction of flood barriers in the city centre, to proceed quickly now. But a group with equally strong views called Cork Save Cork City, which favours the construction of a tidal barrier around Páirc Uí Chaoimh, it is opposed to that, and it is taking legal steps at the moment to block the first phase of that on Morrison's Island. So this morning I have been speaking to business groups and to traders in Cork to hear what they have to say about that plan now.
There's over 1,200 businesses directly affected by flooding on the flatlands of the city. The Cork Business Association is 100% behind the OPW's flood defence scheme for Cork City, which will entail protection of human life, protecting property and protecting businesses. The business community are beyond frustrated now with flooding issues in the city centre, and we need to see action.
Just looking around Cork city centre here this morning, it's devastating what has happened, and we're really only a fraction away from the devastating floods back in 2009. And the reality of it is, if that flood defence scheme was in place, we would not be looking at this morning.
No words can describe how bad this year has been for us. Everyone in this industry is just decimated.
Traders in Cork, ending that report from Pascal Sheehy. After the break, we'll be talking to Education Minister Norma Foley on keeping the schools open during the Level 5 lockdown.